AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Trumped up. That's how China is describing allegations that it hacked U.S. government computers and stole the personal information of millions of government workers. Why would China want this information? We ask cybersecurity expert and former Defense Intelligence Agency official Bob Gourley.
This advantage could be further targeting of individuals for espionage, further targeting of individuals for influence. So knowing what's in somebody's background, if you have the security clearance investigation, is a help if you want to intimidate or influence an individual.
The two agencies that were hacked were the Office of Personnel Management, essentially the human resources arm of the federal government, and the Interior Department. A Montana woman says the FBI has spoken with her about her allegations that her brother had a sexual relationship while in high school with Dennis Hastert, the wrestling coach who would go on to become Speaker of the House. Hastert was charged last week in a federal indictment that alleges he agreed to pay millions to somebody from Yorkville, the Illinois town where he taught and coached high school wrestling, so the person would stay quiet about what was called prior misconduct. Several tornadoes touched down in Colorado yesterday. Denny LaRue is in Larimer County, where at least three homes were destroyed in the town of Berthoud.
Rain, we had some large hail reported in our area, a lot of cloud cover, a lot of thunder and lightning.
Nobody injured that we know of, though. The Boston man shot dead by terror investigators on Tuesday will be buried privately by his family today. They say 26-year-old Usama Rahim showed no signs of radicalization. The family attorney says they were shocked by allegations that he planned to kill police officers. This is AP Radio News. If you're terminally ill, should you be allowed to end your life under a doctor's care? The California State Senate says yes, and it sent that bill to the Assembly. Here's Ross Simpson.
State Senator Lois Welk, who co-sponsored the legislation, says only those with no hope would be given a prescription to end their lives.
We think it's time to bring this option to California. It is the humane option.
Dan Diaz, whose 29-year-old wife ended her suffering from brain cancer last year in Oregon, says others should have the same right.
It will not lead to more people dying. It will simply... It will lead to fewer people suffering.
I'm Ross Simpson.
The cruise ship that rolled over into China's Yangtze River last Monday has been righted this morning. 97 bodies have been found, hundreds still missing. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.